This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the pending trade agreement between the U.S. and 11 other countries, will include a chapter dedicated to small business. That's a first for a trade agreement of this kind. When it comes to the dollar value of exports, big companies drive most cross-border business. American trade officials want to make it easier for small business to go global. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson brings us two American companies learning just how tricky it can be to sell abroad.
Two exporters, similar challenges, different decisions about whether selling abroad is worth it.
What we're doing here is the nuts come in, we remove the husk.
First up, Hamakua Macadamia Nut Company, where nuts and cracked brown shells ride down a conveyor belt. The company has a staff of 55, and President Richard Schnitzler says they process 2.5 million pounds of nuts per year.
We sell them locally, but we really, really need to get more into Asia and other places.
Customs can be complicated, tariffs expensive, but he'd like to export more. On the other hand, Melanie Boudar, who owns Sweet Paradise Chocolatier, tried her first export last year and came to the opposite conclusion. Her company is just four people.
It was a lot of extra work where we didn't get paid any extra.
Then there were the tariffs.
For them, it really made the product very expensive.
So going forward, she'll likely stay domestic. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman wants companies like Richard's and Melanie's to have an easier time tapping foreign markets.
Particularly since 95% of all the global consumers live outside the U.S.
Froman says the TPP would make it easier for smaller companies to export by reducing tariffs and easing regulations. It should give them better information about how their products will be treated.
Large companies have the capacity, have the resources to hire staff to navigate regulations in other countries. Small businesses don't.
The TPP is going to help, but I don't think it's going to be a dramatic game changer for small businesses.
Ishwar Prasad, a professor at Cornell, says many TPP countries already have relatively low tariffs. Even with the agreement, small businesses would still have other hurdles.
Financing, the ability to scale up their production lines. So a lot of that, including wage costs, relates to domestic conditions.
In other words, exporting might get easier, but not quite all the way to easy. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.